Complete news and information for Swindon on 107.7 FM. This is Brunel FM.
First for local news.
It's 9 o'clock, I'm Jim Pusey. There's anger after the bank details of thousands of pensioners were sent to the wrong addresses. It's all down to a paperwork error. Anna Doble has the details.
26,000 customers received letters from the Department for Work and Pensions telling them what their weekly pension payment will be for the next financial year. The problem is they had someone else's system. All those involved were contacted by the DWP and no more documents are being sent for the time being, but it's feared the mistake could leave them open to ID fraud in the future.
Swindon's hosting a debate on the issue of ID cards. The government plans to introduce them, but it's a controversial move. It's expected to cost billions of pounds. There are strong arguments for and against ID cards. The debate will take place at the Pilgrim Centre in Regent Circus on Tuesday evening. It's a public meeting and a panel will answer questions from the audience. Linda Warren is from the Swindon No to ID campaign.
For me, the issue is one of outrage at being compelled by the government to belong to this identity register. I see it as being a huge, huge white elephant for the taxpayer to foot the bill for, with no benefit.